This is why Buddhist scriptures say that the eye and other phenomena exist only through the power of conceptual thought. Although the eye is set up in dependence upon mind and body are not the eye, nor is the eye mind and body. There is nothing in the mind and body, in dependence upon which indeed the eye is set up, that is the eye. Hence, the eye depends on conceptual thought. It and all other phenomena are only set up by the mind. When you understand this, you get a little idea that persons do not exist in and of themselves and are only dependently established. And when you see that phenomena usually do not seem to be under the influence of conceptuality, but seem to exist in their own right, you will think, ah, that is what is being refuted. Meditative reflection. Consider, 1, the eye is set up in dependence upon mind and body. 2, however, mind and body are not the eye, nor is the eye mind and body. 3, therefore, the eye depends on conceptual thought set up by the mind. 4, the fact that the eye depends on thought implies that the eye does not exist in and of itself. 5. Now notice that you have a better sense of what it means for something to exist in and of itself, the inherent existence that realization of emptiness is aimed at refuting. Part 6. Deepening Love with Insight.